Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Luke Knoll, head coach of the Morimont Academy girls. And, well, Coach, you've had two games since we've last talked. A really good win last Friday against Oskaloosa, 51-37, and probably one of your girls' best games of the year. But you followed that up last night against Jackson Heights, who's one of the top teams in the league and also in the state as well, and you fall 54-30. So kind of contrasting last two games, but what have just been your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, last night against Jackson Heights, they're just extremely physical and tough. And like I said, they haven't had much competition in our league even this year. So first quarter, we battled with them, and then they were just too much to handle on the boards a little bit. They get to the rim so well, and we couldn't get very many stops on defense. And they run that zone defense that we have trouble going against a little bit sometimes. So, yeah, they're just a really good team that's hard for us to handle. But going back to last Friday, that was probably one of our better games this year, both offensively and defensively. I mean, the first time we played McLeod, we actually gave up the most points than we had anybody all year. We gave up, I think, 53 the first game and happened to hold them to 37 last Friday. So our defensive effort was really good. And then offensively, that was probably the second time this year we cracked 50, and I think we scored 51. So offensively, we just got a lot of things going, a lot of people looking to get involved. And so on both offensively and defensively last Friday against a good team that Austin can play with and just about anybody, that we had a pretty good game that Friday, probably our most complete game of the year.
Was that just a big win overall from just a confidence standpoint for your girls? I mean, they'd had a couple of tough stretches there of games, and was that just big from a confidence standpoint, you know, going against Oskaloosa, a team that they had lost to earlier in the year, and picking up a big win?
Yeah, it really was, because, I mean, we go back and forth with them in the league standings a little bit, so that's a team that's right there competitive with us, and that was a game earlier in the year we felt like we didn't play that well, so just to bounce back late in the year, get a game that we felt like offensively and defensively both things were clicking was good, because we've had other games where defense been good, maybe we're hitting shots, and offense been good, maybe defense wasn't as great, but to have a complete game like that was really big for us that Friday night against a good team.
Not coming up tomorrow night, you've got a really big game against Horton, because there's a lot of sub-state implications on the line for this game coming up tomorrow night, as you and Horton are kind of back and forth between that 4 and 5 spot and sub-state in the Class 2A1 at Valley Heights. So a big game coming up tomorrow night. What do you look at here against Horton?
Yeah, it really is a big game. We talked here, I don't think we've hosted a sub-state game for at least 5 years, I think, is when we looked at it last, that we hosted a sub-state game. So we have a chance to put ourselves in position to do that if we can take care of business Friday, but we know that's going to be a tough game. I mean, last time we played them here, felt like forever ago, but it was a one-point game. It was back and forth the whole game. It was a really good one, and the same thing, we're kind of close within the league standings also and sub-state standings. So it'll be nice, fun Friday night competitive game, I'm sure, but yeah, that's about as high stakes as you can get when you're winding down the end of the season, playing for sub-state standings, and not only that, potentially playing for a home game, so that'll be big for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned that back on January the 8th when you played Horton last, a 35-34 loss for your girls. What do you remember much about that game, if anything?
Off the top of my head, not a whole lot. I mean, we were going through it today a little bit, and today before practice, but we think offensively we have a little bit more now than what we showed there. We were maybe a little bit timid there. Some shots didn't fall. We didn't take great shots that we love. We think offensively we're probably a lot better than we were back then, we hope. Defensively, I mean, you give up mid-30s a game, you expect to win that a little bit. So if we could do that again, that might be all right. But offensively, if we can get things going, that was early in the year too. We know they played a lot of zone early. That's something that gave us trouble early, and then lately we've kind of hit and miss. So if we get going against the zone, hopefully offensive output will be a little bit better tomorrow.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up against Horton tomorrow night. You've also got McLouth and Pleasant Ridge scheduled for Monday and Tuesday of next week. So wish you the best of luck here in these final three before sub-state standings come out on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Luke Knoll, head coach of the Morimont Academy girls, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.